I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Happy Monday. So weird. So weird. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Dave.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good seeing you.
It's great to be here. Yeah, it is. I got people. That's nice.
Yeah.
I pulled in a parking garage and there were all kinds of spaces.
All kinds.
I loved it.
Yeah, you can park in a bunch of them.
It's kind of, it's eerie, but I kind of love it.
Let's all go move our cars right now.
Yeah.
Just because we can.
By the way, we made Becky's office our office now, so. Yeah, with total bachelor pad back there.
That seems right.
How was everyone's weekend?
Good.
It was good.
Tony Lake?
Yep.
Is it crazy?
Yep.
Oh, I bet.
But it was good. It was fun. Turned off the TV.
Good for you.
For about 48 hours.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah, I had to catch up today on all the Mount Rushmore stuff and Washington Redskins.
Does it seem dumber when you have to catch up on it? You know what I mean?
No, I liked it. I mean, I felt a little behind. Like, I felt a little panicked. Like, okay, I need to get up to speed on everything so I can, you know, talk about it.
Talk about the dumbest stuff in the world.
Right, exactly. But other than that feeling of like, ooh, I need to know what's happening and be able to, you know, talk about it. No, it was great. It was great to unplug. I was getting, you know, texts here and there. Or people tweeting me, asking me about, you know, did you see this or what do you think of that? And
no one ever does that to me.
I was like,
ever texted me once and said, my gosh, what do you think of this?
Oh, yeah. I get it sometimes. This Mount Rushmore stuff, the media, blah. And I'm like, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen any of it. Sorry.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Rach, you went to the Grafton Fireworks?
I did Thursday night. Grafton Fireworks. The town was packed because there wasn't a lot of places to see fireworks this year. I don't think Alton did them. So very, very crowded. Not a mask in sight. So that'll be interesting to see. And nobody cared. And no, it was really cool, though. I guess I went to the one last year, but it wasn't the same type of situation. I was down like around a ton of people and seeing little kids like running around. And the smell of fireworks in the air, like, I truly remembered what it was like to be a kid in Grafton for a short time. And it was really, really nice, really, really fun emotions. It was with Catherine and Blair, the nieces, and seeing them get super excited was really, really cute. So.
That's cool. Rach told me a story earlier, and it brought back, I was older than Catherine. I was too old to be afraid of fireworks, but I was, and all because one year at Belk Park in Illinois, the very first firework exploded, and like an ash landed on my arm and burned me a little bit. So, being me, I thought like, oh, so every one of these are going to land on me and burn me a little bit. This doesn't seem like a good trade. And even though it never happened again, I never saw a firework the rest of my childhood. I wasn't like head on a swivel.
Thanks, Mom and Dad, for bringing me to the Burn Me Festival.
It was really cute. Catherine's six, so every firework that went off, she would go, whoa, that was cool.
It's cute.
She said it 40 times. It was amazing.
I remember riding up to Belk Park, probably 10, in the back of a truck, sitting on the wheel well, and someone shoved me, and I almost fell out, and everyone laughed, and one of the parents is like, better be careful, and that was it. Truck didn't slow down. Cops weren't called, DFS. I just almost fell out and cracked my head, and they're just like, you better watch that.
Be careful.
No horseplay.
Ah, the good old days.
Then a firework fell on my arm, and...
the rest is history. The
rest is history.
God, I remember my grandparents used to have a big old LTD.
Oh, I love those.
That's awesome.
Love those.
Like 13 feet long.
Those are great.
It took up their whole, like... It was the only car that could fit in the driveway. You could not park behind it.
Did it have velvet seats?
I think they all did.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what the LTDs had generally.
And I could and would climb up and lay
in the back.
Yeah, on
the back.
It was like
shelf.
An apartment.
But the
yes,
back shelf.
Yes,
the
yes.
back shelf.
Yeah, it was a room. Yeah.
Behind the back seat.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That was my spot.
Sure.
And there was no, yeah.
No.
There was no, like,
no one ever said
sit
get down from there.
Get your seatbelt, put your seatbelt on.
Had they had to slam on the brakes, you'd have gone through the front windshield.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
For sure.
I never heard
Made
of
all my toys that I had
I'm
up there
sure
with
it
me.
Happened, but I never heard of it ever happening anywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure it happened.
No.
I'm not saying it's the way to go. I'm just saying that's the way I did it.
It was an LTD that Eddie O'Neill wrote his initials in. It was like a beautiful brown copper,
ooh,
looked like a bass boat paint, and he wrote his initials and it scratched it. And his dad, Big Ed, caught him. And he's like, Ed, get over here. And I'm like, ooh, here comes an ass beaten. And Big Ed was like, now, Eddie, I'm very disappointed in you.
Why? You're like, what?
I can't even tell you. I was incredulous. I'm like, beat him. What are you standing there talking?
He
beat
scratched
his ass.
The paint.
Are you kidding?
Eye for an eye, Big Ed. Let's go.
And Eddie's like, sorry to disappoint you, Father. It won't happen again. Is there anything I can do to make up for it? Some chores, perhaps? I'm like, oh, for the love of God. Someone beat me. This is crazy.
Awesome.
That was my first time I ever saw someone do something like that and not get beat. You gotta be kidding me.
Wow.
I've said it before. Like, this is an absolute true story. When it was summertime and we're playing baseball, like mostly after dinner, and the field between my mom and dad's house, where my mom still lives, and the Opal's house was, you know, small but big enough for little kids to play baseball. And we would be playing, and then you just catch a movement out of your peripheral vision. And most of the time, it was a dad running onto the field to whip a kid.
Wow.
And
you talked about this.
There was just like this instant like, yeah. Ah! And then you'd see it wasn't you, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then they'd take a beating, and then the dad would walk off, and the kid would like rub his nose with his ball glove, and you're like, you okay? And he's like, yeah. And you're like, okay, game on.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, guys, just start playing.
And that's exactly what it was. Yeah. And you would literally stand there, and just like a cat ran out on the field, and you're just like waiting. You're like, whip, 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 dad, stop, stop.
You okay?
Just pitch the ball, Eddie. Just pitch the ball.
But there was no judgment. There was no judgment because, like, next time it's going to be you. So there was no, like, wow, your dad really beat your ass. Just, no, it just happened. Switches.
Wow.
You kidding me?
In this culture, you as a teammate, were you allowed to say, what'd you do?
You
or
care.
Was it irrelevant?
You
no,
didn't
irrelevant.
Care.
Okay.
It was completely irrelevant. You knew he did something.
He deserved it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We figure.
Well, not always, but it evened out because you took lickings for things you did and you avoided them for things that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes you did stuff and you didn't get caught.
That's fair.
So.
That's so, wow.
What's this?
It's a fancy, let's get Andrew in here.
He knows what it is.
Isn't that a barometer?
Yeah, I've always wanted one of those.
Thermometer.
Oh, it's a thermometer.
And now I get one.
Galileo thermometer.
I always just thought these were decorations, and now I know they have a purpose.
Oh, that's nice. It says, congratulations on 1 million downloads, Dave. Please take this home and enjoy it. Great. I love it.
Where are you reading that?
right there. It's engraved on the side.
Huh, I didn't take see
this,
that.
They had to take this home and enjoy it engraved on the side.
Gee, that's hard to do on glass and still read it.
It's
so
from
well.
Things Remembered.
I hope you display this on your deck. So, Andrew, do you know anything about this?
No, it's a, as I understand it, it's a
Galileo thermometer.
It's an object. Okay.
I have a small version of that.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to check the Merk Cox show morning show.
It looks got to be theirs.
It looks highly breakable.
Sue, no talk about a Galileo thermometer this
morning? Well, no, Mark is gone. He's on vacation.
Oh, it's Mike,
it's
right?
Mike. Ferguson? Maybe he brought it in.
Man, I saw Mike Ferguson.
You're dicking it.
Oh, God.
Not you supposed do to do that.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. We're never going to know the temperature now.
Okay.
You're holding the... Here, no, I think
it's settled. I'm reading the instructions. Don't point at me.
Does it say turn it upside down?
Of course it doesn't say
turn it upside down. He's shaking it up like a mocker...
What?
So each, so it's full. It's a,
what
it's like
things?
a macarena.
Quick, turn it upside down. Like what? Like a macarena. Turn it upside down like a damn macarena.
What are these things?
I'm still
She's
not
trying
clear
to say maracas.
You don't turn maracas upside down either.
He was shaking it though.
If you don't get on your head like the forbidden dance, I don't even know what I'm gonna do.
Oh, macarena! What are you doing?
Oh, he's all upside down like a dance.
So it's a big glass tube full of water with a bunch of little smaller...
Yeah, it's all about barometric pressure where those little guys rise
and
based on...
Depending on how many of them have risen is the temperature.
That's Boy, pretty... that's like super... That's
Fancy?
Dumb.
Fancy?
How do you know it
that's
works?
That's real dumb.
How do you know it's accurate?
What do you mean it's dumb?
It's a good question.
It's hot. Oh,
hey. Like, this is the most inefficient Ooh, the way I've ever seen of making, of like telling the temperature.
Well, I don't think it's actually used for people to, as their sole source of what temperature is.
No?
It's just cool.
Well, Tony should bring in his thermometer gun.
I do. I have the laser thermometer in the office. We could
See if it works. See if it's
see
real.
How accurate it is.
So, well, do we have any idea what that is reading right
I
now?
I do.
Yeah.
It's reading 80.
Oh, cool.
Wait a minute. Really? How
so
are you
I can see the... Because the instructions.
You.
The ones that have risen, it's the lowest one is the temperature.
All right.
I don't know why.
Well, you did just turn it upside down, so it could still be working.
It was 76 before I turned it upside down.
Here, shake
down.
It up again. Do the shake Macarena.
But it is hot in here. I believe 80.
Let's see oh, what
it
happens.
Is so hot
in here.
Yeah, it's hot.
Hey, what's the temperature?
Should I go get the gun thing? And we can test?
I don't know. It's in my office somewhere.
Oh, I'll go. I mean,
you
can.
Yeah, that's what you want. Send Andrew in there to tear
just
stuff up.
Just start digging around.
You just saw what he did to the fancy thermometer.
What happens if you turn it? Will it still work upside down?
Obviously. Well, I don't know.
And here's one more question. So how do the balls maneuver around each other?
Like, great question.
Like, how do they?
They don't. They just stack up.
So it's, so it goes, I see.
The composition of the liquids is not important for the functioning of the thermometer. They merely function as fixed weights, and their colors are only for decoration.
They look like fishing bobbers.
They do, yeah.
They're very pretty.
Can you imagine if Andrew would have been around when Copernicus was working things out?
I got news for
you. Why do you mean it's in the middle?
It is not 80 degrees in this room.
It feels like it.
It's not
hotter?
That hot. No.
I'm a bit chilly.
I think it's, what?
It
is sweltering in
here. I'm warm, but
I'm
not
warm.
80 warm. If it's 80 degrees,
80.
I would be...
But I will say, I had this discussion with some friends this weekend who also didn't think it was too hot this weekend. I process heat maybe slightly differently than some of the other people in this room.
It was incredibly hot this
weekend. It was sweltering. It was miserable.
Totally.
Is that why you shaved?
And I'm built like a seal. It is part of why I shaved.
Yeah, I get that.
Now that you mention it, you're not built like a seal.
Yeah, I've got the insulation, so I feel like you know,
man, you could probably luge without a luge.
I'm processing heat a bit differently these days, is what I'm saying.
Like in a water slide, you'd be the king.
So I think
watch him.
I could drop this 80 down a little bit if you know what I mean. It could be 80.
I don't know what you mean.
Why do you keep saying, if you know what I'm saying, about like your body temperature?
You
no one's following you.
If you catch
I don't
drift.
Understand the fact that you're built like a seal allows you to manipulate physics.
It's a gift.
Look Steve at my Murray belly. Will... Look at my belly. We're down to 72. Look at my belly.
Are you
Here
sure
comes
you
the humidity.
Can do that?
I am a
Dave Murray's
going
to be able to.
Am I sure I can do what? Move this?
Whoa.
Yeah.
No one.
I don't know.
No one mentioned it to Murray. That... That's all I need in my
life.
He's
going to be able to explain it, though.
Oh, he's going to love. He's going to be crazy about this. He's going to.
Mike Ferguson
picks.
Came in for one day. He brought his Galileo thermometer with him, and we broke it.
Yeah,
we didn't Andrew break his Galileo thermometer. Safety.
That's why they say the DGS ruins everything.
Oh God, the fluid can be ignited, so no open flames.
I mean, it is inside of a glass container.
It is a mineral-based ozone-friendly solvent.
Ooze friendly.
That was almost as dumb as the Macarena comment. Let's focus on that now.
Yeah, Rachel's just desperate to shift it off.
It's not
an idiot.
It's not a great segment for Lewis and Clark. If you turn it upside down like a Macarena, the ooze will.
Oh man!
So it's not just water.
I never knew the Macarena was so sexual.
Oh yeah,
really?
Because it's not in English, right?
It's kind of both.
Is it? Is it a mix?
Yeah. What's the dirtiest word in it? Wiener.
When I dance, they call me the Macarena, and all the boys they say que soy buena. They all want me. They can't have me.
Really struggled with
so they all come and dance beside me, move with me, chant with me, and if you're good, I'll take you home with me.
Why am I so horny?
I don't know.
It's a Macarena.
Maybe because I'm looking at a 2-foot long tube and you're saying muy bueno.
Yeah, no, I mean, this said that. This thermometer, it's not the least suggestive thing I've ever seen. I'll say that.
Don't worry about my boyfriend. He's a boy whose name is Victorino. I don't want him. Couldn't stand him. He was no good.
With a name like Victorino?
So now you're heading home with this.
It doesn't even
I can't
rhyme with
stand
Macarena.
My boyfriend
you moved
Victorino.
Enchanted with her, so now you're going home, and Victorino could be waiting there
for
you?
He could be coming by.
Victorino sounds like you had to come up with a fake name on the spot, and like you just kind of kept going with it.
It sounds like if Beefarino came alive.
His name's Victorino.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're just playing with Tony's. So it's not a take your temperature thing. It's a surface temperature deal.
Yeah.
We're just playing with it like we're a bunch of monkeys.
Yeah, it's a laser thermometer.
Oh, monkeys. Can we play the...
Oh, I thought you'd never ask,
the
Dave.
Dumbest, weirdest, this is local. I think it's Fox 2.
Mm-hmm.
Hard-hitting journalism now, here.
This is like a 2-minute and 30-second story. So
strap in.
Tonight in the Fox Files, an escaped chimpanzee and Festus. It shocked people Tuesday, who stopped when the chimp tried to get into a car.
All new at 10, investigator
right
Chris
there.
Hayes
stop right there.
Found a backstory that rivals...
If you're going to say that sentence, you have to say it the way that person did. Like, I don't even know. She said it like she was smoking a cigarette from a cigarette holder at the Great Gatsby's party. The chimp tried to get in the car.
I see.
Do it again.
Tonight in the Fox Files, an escaped chimpanzee and Festus. It shocked people Tuesday, who stopped when the chimp tried to get into a car.
All new at 10, investigator Chris Hayes.
Okay, one more thing. Like, they didn't stop when the chimp was just standing on the side of the road.
Right.
They're just like, chimp. But then the chimp's like...
trying to open the door.
And they're like, hey.
Now it's... what?
Now the video is up on the DGS blog, 971talk.com/Glover. Go watch it. It is crazy to watch this chimp, like... trying to hitchhike, first of all, flagging down cars, and then trying to climb in. We are this close to the planet of the apes.
Be honest.
This close.
Be honest.
Yes.
You're driving. You're on a road trip. Driving across country, plains of Kansas, middle of the day, you're alone, and you suddenly see a chimpanzee on the side of the road hitchhiking. Thumbs out. Like, obviously knows what he's doing, hitchhiking.
I'm probably taking my chances.
Picking him up?
Probably taking my chances.
It's a common sight, so.
I mean, it's happening here, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a local story.
Is
yeah.
this chimp related to the monkeys?
Travis?
No. Travis is no longer with us.
But I know, but he still has relations.
Uncle Remember Fanny? The story from last year about the lady that had the three monkeys in the cul-de-sac that were jumping on people's cars?
Yeah. I don't think
that
this
was
is
a local story,
person.
Right?
It was local.
Those were emotional support baboons.
I almost want to say that was like Highland or something.
Sounds right.
I thought of the same thing, Tony. This woman has been in the news before, though. Her name is Connie Casey, and she would do chimpanzee birthday parties, and there were several.
Is that birthday parties for chimpanzees?
I think she takes the chimp to your
party. Gotcha. But that would be a limited business.
The way Fox 2 described it were several high-profile chimp assaults.
What?
High-profile?
So, high-profile as in, like, they were making the news.
Like Clyde from...
Beating up famous people?
Yeah. Any which way you.
I just think she would. I think that the chimps were hurting people.
Oh. High and profile people? Or the chimps were high profile?
I think the cases just became high profile. I didn't get a clear
it's
answer.
It's not a
run of
the mill chimp attack.
Heck no.
So she was actually sued by PETA because this was happening over and over again. And in 2018.
And then she threw him a birthday party and all was forgiven.
Yeah,
in 2018, she agreed to get rid of the chimps because she was. Not fit to take care of them, according to this lawsuit. She gave them to a woman named Tanya Haddix, who now lives on Connie Casey's property. I think she set up a trailer there so she can look after the chimps. So the chimps are still in this woman's possession. She just has this.
What was wrong with Connie Casey that she couldn't take care of a chimp?
Dave, I don't know. I didn't get that deep into the story. The chimps were assaulting people, from what I understand.
Red flag one.
PETA sued High her because
people.
They believed right. the chimps were
If you were famous
endangered.
Enough, they just kept walking.
In 2018, she was required to give them up. So she said, okay, I'm giving them to my friend who lives on my property.
In
so,
a trailer.
You know
that's perfect
how
for
things
three
work out for friends who come over to take care of chimps, right?
Yeah.
That lady got her face ripped off. She came over because her friend who slept with Travis. Yeah, she got
that
a haircut.
Woman got a haircut, and that was it.
And then she
picked
she had
up the
toy,
favorite stuffed animal.
The Elmo.
Well.
Elmo.
Come on.
So you don't take Travis's Elmo.
This Fenton chimp.
It's common
the Fenton
sense.
Chimp. I believe her name is Michaela. I don't know the status
I think
of
it's
this
Macarena.
Chimp.
Victorino.
That's what I heard.
That's Victorino. Her boyfriend.
No one cares.
Poor I don't
Victorino
know.
Just getting crapped on in this.
Yeah,
song.
I know. No one likes Victorino.
I'm sorry, Victorino. This chimp could still be with animal control. It could be back at the chimp compound there. I was not able to get an answer out of this. I'm
I know
be
this.
Following
he opened
this story.
His own door to get in the car.
Absolutely.
Wherever he's at.
So they're saying that it's actually a girl. They're saying that she was able to get out of a cage that wasn't fastened properly, made her way to Highway CC.
Opposable thumbs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They could not subdue this chimp.
Well,
animal control
yeah.
gave two doses of ketamine, but the chimp was still mobile. And they were going to have to go get more ketamine from a nearby vet. Kind of creepy. I don't know the status of the chimp right now. I will be following this story for the DGS audience.
Okay, you work for animal.
I love your chimp.
Yeah, I'm giving you another one. Yeah, I'm giving you another one. You work for animal protective.
Your doctor's a chimp.
Yeah, you work for Animal Protective Services.
Yes.
You get to Connie's house.
Okay.
You go in.
Yep.
Hi, Connie.
He's sitting... The chimp, he or she,
right
she
there.
Is sitting at the kitchen table. She's got one of those like party whistles that go, and you walk in and you say, "I'm here for the chimp." The chimp looks at you and then lights the candles on a birthday cake.
Right?
Are you? You're like he's. She's. Everything's okay here, and you leave, or do you still take her with you?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty impressed. I'm going to have a hard time ketamining Victorino at that point.
At that point, I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any abuse
I mean,
happening.
Is he wearing a hat?
Yeah, a birthday hat.
If he's wearing a hat.
Yeah,
then
a comb birthday hat.
We got no problems. Yeah. I might ketamine Connie.
Oh, my gosh. R. King on Twitter says, Connie's husband used to ride around Festus with a chimp on the back of a motorcycle.
That seems safe.
Is this real? This is happening in our own backyard.
Mm.
crazy.
Right?
All right, let's play the story.
Okay, we'll listen to the whole thing.
Yes.
Tonight in the Fox Files, an escaped chimpanzee and Festus. It shocked people Tuesday, who stopped when the chimp tried to get into a car.
All new at 10, investigator
That's
Chris Hayes
stop. That's
found
when
a
go.
Backstory that rivals Joe Exotic, the Tiger King.
It unfolded right here on Highway CC outside Festus.
Oh my God, he's getting in the door. Oh, he's robbing that Oh my God.
A Facebook video documented the chimpanzee
He's
escape Tuesday.
Him?
It's since been taken down, but the evidence and these photos remain in a file at Jefferson County Animal Control. You can see the animal try to get into a car before being taken back to its cage. This brought a flood of emotions to 37-year-old Jason Coates. He's a convicted felon because he shot a chimp
what?
That escaped the same property in 2001. He was 17.
I told you this lady has chimp issues.
Hands down, I went down, I got my shotgun, I got my dogs in the house. In the process, I shot the chimpanzee, ran back in the house.
Chimpicide?
For that, they vilify me as some kind of Jeffrey Dahmer type animal abuser. I'm a convicted animal abuser. I'm a convicted felon for shooting a chimpanzee in my front yard.
He used to live next door. That's Connie Casey's house, known for once planning chimpanzee birthday parties.
I love
Coates
this guy.
Thought the chimps were gone after a lawsuit by PETA and an agreement that Casey give them up.
I figured it was spider monkeys or capuchins or something along those lines. Nope, sure enough, it was another full-grown 180-pound chimpanzee wandering the streets of Festus.
Tanya Haddock says Casey did give them up to her.
I stepped up and was willing to come up there and provide that care and provide the financial support to these chimpanzees so that they could remain in the only home that they know.
Haddock says she's moved a trailer on Casey's property so she can care for the chimps and they can stay where they've grown up.
If anybody is really concerned about the welfare of the chimps, you try to do what's best for them chimpanzees. You've got to realize they have been raised in home-like environments, so they know nothing about being wild chimpanzees.
Haddock says the chimp was playful and curious when it escaped. The animal control report says this man, a vet, gave 2 doses of the tranquilizer ketamine, but the chimp was still mobile and that Connie Casey was going to get more ketamine from a nearby vet.
There's 7 of them. I mean, honestly, they are my kids. You get to know each of them.
Casey did not respond to me. We first reported on her in 2009 after a series of high-profile chimp attacks led to a lawsuit by the animal rights group PETA. That lawsuit, 2 years ago, led to Casey giving up her chimps in an arrangement that brought Haddocks to live here. For the Fox Files, I'm Chris Hayes.
Sorry, should have probably cut that last bit out.
I can't get past the guy's a convicted felon for shooting a 180-pound chimpanzee.
As you
yard.
Can see, these people have had major problems with the chimps on their property. I just Googled Connie Casey, and she's raised 40 chimpanzees there over a period of time. One escaped. He shot it. Now he's a felon
for doing that. How is that possible?
In 2018, she had agreed to give the chimps up. So if I'm told to give something up and then I just give it to my roommate, is that really giving something up? I mean, the woman who took ownership of them lives on the property with Connie Casey.
Big difference between child abuse, obviously. But that's like saying we took the kids away, their grandparents moved into an RV in the driveway, and they still live in. And I don't think that they would take the chimp and bring it like back to Tanzania, and like she was like, they don't know how to be wild chimps.
True.
I don't think they were gonna put it back.
They would go to a sanctuary,
right?
But yeah, PETA was after her a couple years ago. She obviously says they're misrepresenting her. PETA says, no, these chimps are being raised in like this barren, filthy facility and they shouldn't be there. So it is kind of similar to a local Tiger King situation. Anytime you have like exotic animals like this, it's almost as if the average person doesn't know how to care for them very well. It's the reason why we don't keep them as pets.
181 pounds.
Was he wreaking
That's
havoc?
What I weigh.
Yeah.
That's what I was. If you see me in your front yard, naked.
Trying to get into your car.
Eating all your corn, you can shoot me.
He's robbing them.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Stephen and Shy of 4 p.m. DGS. What do you guys think of this? I don't know how to say her name. The Epstein madam who they caught. Do you think this is going to like blow a gigantic lid off things, or are we just going to forget about it in a month?
Have you watched the documentary yet?
No. I don't think I can.
Well, you know, I made it through the first one, and she's in it quite a bit, and it's disturbing. But you're right. I don't know that it'll last for more than that.
I mean, you have to believe that these people, Epstein and she, kept records. Like, he was supposed to be a spy for Israel and stuff. Like, they weren't just hooking up with little kids and setting their friends up with little kids. You know that they were, like, setting these people up.
No, you're right. In fact, they would set up girls to then recruit more people. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was super creepy. But they did have records because even in the first episode, you know, they knew which girl to call back. In other words, you know, if this girl got recruited by her friend, she went out and to the house and the incident occurred. And then if she was, you know, perhaps she didn't have the means or the, you know, if she looked like she would come back again, they would have her on a list and ask her back, send a car for her. Or
like
a cab.
Business.
Yeah.
Hmm. Were they making money off it or were they just weirdos?
I think they were just weirdos.
Mm. Well, and they were, I think
they were paying, actually.
And I think they were, I think it was gaining them relationships and access to powerful people. I think they were doing it as.
Who? Okay.
Like, so if they can draw, if they had a provable line to Hillary and Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
That they went to these parties, they weren't active in, you know, recruiting humans, but they knew what was going on and they were going to their parties. What happens?
I understand that compulsions and predilections cause otherwise very smart people to do super stupid things, but man, oh man, maybe it's just because I don't have this particular problem with underage girls, but you're presidents and CEOs and senators and my God, that just seems so galactically stupid.
Well, and that female, you know, his companion or whatever, who would help recruit these girls and try to make them feel at home like it was safe because there was a woman there. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
And then they would come under the guise of giving him a back rub.
Right.
And then sometimes they would, and most of them, and I feel kind of bad talking about this since I've only watched the first segment of it, but they would pay them like a couple $100, and some of these children, because that's who these were, didn't have money and needed it, and that's why they'd come back. It's awful.
I mean, that's how a lot of trafficking happens.
Ugh.
God. Yeah, now that he's dead and the girls are, you know, safe, now it's just about what she knows and what she's going to let out and who's going to be there. And I mean, she has photos with everybody.
Wonder if she's going to turn up dead soon.
I mean, they can't do it again.
I mean, you would say they can't do it to Epstein, but he's gone.
But man, talk about no doubt about it.
This article says several of Epstein's victims have described Ghislaine, I'm just going to say Miss Maxwell, as his chief enabler, recruiting and grooming young girls for abuse. She has completely denied wrongdoing and called claims against her absolute rubbish.
Huh.
She's apparently lied under oath already several times or while being interviewed by the FBI.
Okay, so forget about the real law. You guys are detectives, judges, whatever. You're in charge. And she says, look, I'll give you 20 names that'll blow your socks off. but you have to let me go free. I'm not going to see the inside of a jail cell. Everything I did, I'm going to get away scot-free. Do you make that deal?
Well, you know more about how that works as a lawyer. Do you get pressure from above? I mean, you know.
Yeah. I'm just morally, would you guys make that deal? To let her go off and live the rest of her life on a private island, and you get 20 huge names of huge men that did terrible things?
I think I would have to know what they did if it were more hideous than what she... You know what I'm saying? Did they do stuff that was worse, and then they try to look at it?
I would probably do it. I would probably do it.
Because the men probably... Ugh.
I mean, that's
well,
the way it works.
If I could get 20 people, men and women, if I could get 20 people that were involved in this...
Versus one.
Unless, like Sue said, if they were all... Unless their involvement is minuscule compared to hers. If there are 20 big people that participated in this in recruiting and trading and all that, you know, that kind of stuff, I think I would make a 20 for one swap.
I think that may be what happens.
But it has to be like slam dunk.
Yeah,
evidence.
There's exactly proof.
It has to be slam dunk evidence to make that deal. Would you?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's what happens in almost every case.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all as heinous as this, but like when you're going for the mafia, you put people in witness protection and such who've killed a dozen people.
And there's a possibility that she could not have anything done to her. Like,
possible.
A lot of times it seems like people are negotiating to...
A lesser sentence.
Yeah. It all depends. All depends.
Yeah, that's one thing that I have a hard time with, just like, and now you get to leave. Like... Okay, so since I was the first one to rat, I get to not face any consequences. That's not.
Speaking of that, did you guys see that Michael Cohen was photographed out having dinner in New York City, sitting in a restaurant?
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, but he's not supposed to be.
He got released.
To home. He's supposed to serve out the rest of his sentence at home.
Oh, I thought he was just...
Yeah, no.
Off the hook.
No, he's supposed to not leave his home.
So he's supposed to be on house arrest.
He was out at a restaurant. So in that case...
Put him back in jail.
Obviously.
Totally.
You know, I'm not saying Michael Cohen is one of these people abusing young girls, but there are just people out there who think that they are more important and better than the average Joe. Like, Michael Cohen's supposed to be in house arrest, but I'm going to go out to dinner because I can get away with it because I'm more important than everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying, what would cause a powerful, rich, intelligent person to do something like this? I don't even think they look at it as stupid. They just don't think they're ever going to get caught. They're buddies with these other rich and powerful people, and everybody's involved, and I deserve this because I'm better than everyone else, and it doesn't matter if I abuse a child. I'm never going to get caught. I hate people.
Yeah. I think we can all agree on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.